All right, what's going on, guys? It's Tuesday. It's June 22nd, 2021, and you're on the street with Ali Reza. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the world's biggest hypocrite. The planet's greatest hypocrite is I. Don't listen to anything I say. I will do a 180 in 5 minutes. That's how long it takes me to turn around. I will flip-flop. More than any, name a politician, whatever side you're on, name a politician. Obscure from Brian Mulroney. That guy's Canadian. He had a good head of hair. That's all he had going for him. That was it. All the way to that war criminal down in the US of A. And I won't say which one. You pick which one. Either side has one. So you know which one it is. You had his fucking sign on your lawn. So don't look at me. I remember that sign on your lawn. Now you're out there fucking hashtagging and tweeting for rights and NBA players being paid equally even though they don't bring in the ratings. I see you. You had the lawn sign. But I digress. I am a hypocrite. That's why you shouldn't listen to anything I say. I can't believe some people take a couple of things I say seriously. You have to be a sick fucking individual. First of all, you have to be an idiot. You have to be a sick fucking idiot to listen to this, period. I mean, seriously, you got hit up your parents and question how they raised you if you're currently listening to this after. Wait till at least I go through the sponsor. Then call your parents and blame your shortcomings on them. But the worse than people listening is someone listening and taking it seriously. I'm a fucking hypocrite. I've been talking shit about the NBA for 9 fucking months. I've been talking shit about the NBA and TikTok for months, maybe a year. I lost count. I don't own a fucking calendar. And now what am I doing? I'm watching the NBA playoffs. I'm all fucking in. I'm like calling a pick and roll, even though I have no idea what I'm talking about. I'm just like, I'm pretending. Someone looked at me, they think I had money on the game. My wife's going to kill me. Or I'm going to kill my wife over the game. Pick one. I'm nervous. Who the fuck cares? I'm just cheering against the Nets. They lost. Thank God. There might be a God. And I'm on TikTok. I joined it. I got no posts. I opened it up. I'm like, listen, this is getting ridiculous. What's happening on Instagram? It's out of control. I just found out. Here's the thing. Before I came down here, I did something very rare. I complimented a woman. Sarah Paulson, my woman's watching a movie. They got Sarah Paulson on the television. And I'm like, oh, she was great in The People versus O.J. Simpson. That's a great actress. She deserves all her accolades. And then I try to walk away, but I feel like she was baiting me into, you know what the rage and the rant is, it's going to come out. So she was trying to bait me into it. She's talking about, oh, there's still people wearing clear heels. And I was thinking, I thought Chris Rock got rid of that shit with his jokes in like 2003. I can't believe people are still wearing this shit, but I think that was her motive. Why else would she want to? Why else would she think I give a shit or I'm interested in any way into what women's fashion is currently at? I do not care. I do not care. People come. God. I'm watching it. I'm trying to watch it. I'm trying to watch the NBA playoffs. I'm trying to be positive. I'm trying to find a team to root for. I'm turning into Eddie Mush. Every team I root for, whether it's in the Euros or the NBA playoffs, could be anything. I could root for someone on The Bachelorette. They'll be given a fucking rose and their walking papers in 10 minutes. I'm fucking Eddie Mush. All my picks are collapsing in front of my very eyes. The dreams that I was sold by every fucking commercial on the television. Every fucking commercial on the television is gambling. How the fuck is Pete Rose not in the Hall of Fame? They got Georges St-Pierre. He comes on. I mean, he has like a... It almost sounds fake. It sounds like someone doing a hack French accent. You know? He comes on. It's gambling commercial this, gambling commercial that. And where... I don't know what happened. What happened? All the good stuff used to be illegal, you know? The mob used to have something. Now they're rats. That's why Michael Franchese's a rat. Because they got gambling commercials during the NBA playoffs, during the Euros, everything. They got, like, Real Housewives of Jersey. They would fucking come on, they got the gambling code. They're rubbing salt into the wounds of the Italian people. That's one of those people. They're one of the people you could openly say shit like that about. Them, the Irish. It's all the ones that made it. Like, I openly root against England in soccer. And I will trash them off the pitch. I'm saying this openly in a bar with thousands of people. There's like fucking four people. One of them looked English. At least one. You know? Mouth didn't fully close. You know the deal. But you can trash them because they've made it. You know, if you're from a crap country, you still... If your crap country one day gets out of the crap, you know, I'm one of them. I'm one of them. We suddenly figure our shit out, hold some fair election, semi-fair, you know, can't be too fair. People are not prepared for fully fair elections. Semi-fair. You kind of packages that out to give it to them. It's like vitamins. You're like, you don't know what you're dealing with here. You think you want this guy. You don't want that guy. You package it semi, but they have some sort of a choice. Nothing's rigged. Semi. You know? But when your country come out of the crap and join the civilized world, then you can't complain if someone trashes you. That's how it is. I hope one day, I mean, I don't even care anyway. The amount of fucking horse shit I've heard, just hack, right, bomb this, kaboom, you know, carpet, just all of them. I've heard them all. Like, it was 2 weeks ago that I heard my last Alibaba joke. This is what I'm dealing with. You know, this is what I've been dealing with all my life. Just terrible. '80s, maybe. It's like hack 80s jokes. Carpets, Alibaba, Aladdin. I mean, when was Aladdin? Like the fucking 90s? Come up with something better. We are now faking checks and hacking your power grid. There's other jokes to be made. But I don't even care. You know? I don't care. I'm acting like a rich country now. One of those kind of... You make fun of a Danish guy, he's not going to give a shit. You make fun of... Danish, the actual dish, the fucking, what's in there? Cheese and some jelly. I don't know what's going on. I never tried that. No, it's not for me. But you make fun of his Danish or some kind of a Danish car, anything. Anything you make fun of. He's going to be fucking fine with it. Why? Because he's from a proper country. He doesn't give a shit. I want to act like him. And I've been acting like him. But I can't completely ignore it. Like, a Dane would just ignore it, be like, all right, I'm going to go enjoy my retirement at age 47 while you work yourself to death, working for Uber Eats, and you don't have health insurance. Excuse me, fat boy, I'm going to go enjoy my 47 retirement. He's not going to give a fucking shit. He's got health insurance, 100% covered, they're cleaning up his teeth, they're massaging his back, they got real Koreans coming in from the north, but they're paying him. Give the massage, 47, he's retired. You think he's going to give a shit someone's making fun of his fruits? Or his pastries? Or the crap rice they eat? The weird looking rice they eat? No. He doesn't care. He's from a proper country. Top 15, whatever. Literacy index, GDP. The one where it's they're not fat, so they're living longer too. They don't have that fucking... There's a lot of things going on right there. They let you... If someone's getting fat, they allow you to poke them with a pen and get them to get their shit together for the sake of the country. That's one of the things they encourage in their Bill of Rights. Look it up. So they don't have fucking problems like we do here. He's not going to give a shit. I'm trashing his country. I want to be at that level. I'm not there yet. I'm trying. I've been pretending to try. But I'm not at that level yet. The only defense I have is doubling down on the slight racial jokes. The innuendos of kaboom, things blowing up. What was that sound? Was it Ali? Blue wire or red wire? I've heard all the questions. You got a rug at home? Yes, I have a rug at home. Does it fly? Fucking. I've been dealing with this since 1996. Just stupid shit. Once in a while, there's a Lebanese dude that'll say some clever shit. And I shed one tear. Just happy that he did something worthy of me laughing at a little bit. Nothing stupid. But I've been just doubling down. I've been just doubling down. Going with it. Just saying all kinds of shit. Like, listen, I'll say some shit that's true. But it sounds worse to them because they don't know history. They don't know the other stuff. I'd be like, yeah, I had an uncle in the Mujahideen. And to the average person, the Mujahideen was that bin Laden group that fought the Russians. They helped the Afghans fight off the Soviets. America gave them a lot of money. Yeah, that's right. CIA gave them a lot of money, some weapons, a couple sandwiches, picnic baskets, an igloo cooler, lots of ice inside. They helped them out. And in turn, they kind of pushed communism back. I mean, at least that's in the U.S.'s eyes. I don't know what the fuck. According to their movies, communism was very bad in the 80s, and they were trying to push it back. And bin Laden helped. So at a certain time, bin Laden was a friend of the U.S. This is known amongst most people. Most people. Not all people. A couple of people. You know, the ones that breathe very loudly in an elevator. Got certain stains on the corner of their shirts. You know, don't fully close their backpack because they're not street smart. They're sitting in an elevator. They're standing, some of them. Some of them are too fat. They got to sit down. They close the bag. Close the bag. They leave a little gap open. It's like they want to be robbed. Or are they trying to leave a hole in the back so they can reach for a snack in case they get hungry in the elevator? The 30 seconds it takes to go up two floors. That he's too fucking fat to take the stairs. There's the point is there's less fat people in Denmark, and they have a higher life expectancy. That's why they don't get mad if you trash their country. My country, we've got a lot of problems, so we might get mad. Or you go the defense route and act like me, just doubling down. Saying maybe I was there in 93. I got a cousin. I'm a little worried about him. He's getting radicalized. Just throwing these things out there. They're starting to get nervous. No more jokes.
Yes.
It took me 33 years to realize this is how you stop them. This is how you stop the terrible jokes. The terrible comments about rugs, horseshit, and cartoons from the 90s.
Hey, you probably got 40 thieves. You probably have 38.
I don't know why he coughs at the end all the time. Maybe he's got COVID. I hope he has COVID. There's a lot of people I hope have COVID. Would it be a crime if I caught COVID and just didn't tell the few people I want dead and just went and hung out with them? Like, what if I just hit them up? Like, I just text them. Would that be suspicious? People I don't generally hang out with? Like, when they're doing an investigation. It's going to be a female cop. They're going to put a female cop on me, 100%. That's the way the Lord works. Everything I've been talking the most shit about comes into my life. Comes right into my life. The NBA, TikTok. Good. Am I going to get some fatties in my life now? Jesus, not good. Not good. This would be a good time to tell you about the good people of one Kyokushin.com. That's the number one. KYOKUSHIN. Go to the website, onekyokushin.com. buy the shirts, wear the shirt. That's not their motto. I've said this before, and I'll say it again. That is not their motto. Don't send them angry letters saying that that used to be my motto. I'm going to sue. Don't. That was me. I just said it one time, and I keep saying it. You got to buy the shirts. Two steps. You buy the shirts, and then you wear the shirts. Women, men, both. We got you covered. 1kyokushin.com, the number 1, KYOKUSHIN. I'm going to put the link in the description. He's got free worldwide shipping. Worldwide, comes straight from the UK. See how much shit I talk about England that come into my life? It's a fucking pattern. What do you want in your life? Go to 1kyokushin.com. Link in the description. Go buy the shirts, wear the shirts. That's not their motto, that's mine. What do you want in your life? Whatever you want in your life, just do what I do. Talk a lot. That's how God works. You know, people get they're like fucking. They get on their hands and knees. They're praying. Put their hands together. They're bleeding out of their hands because they've been working drywall all fucking day. And what are they wishing for? Fucking 98 Ford F-150. Very modest wishes. Yet somehow the Lord does not deliver, proving he doesn't exist. Now, if he did exist, he seems to be responding to shit-talking. So go ahead, talk shit about anything you want. Talk shit about attractive women. Start praying for fat chicks and start talking shit about attractive women. They will come in your life. I've always started this fucking show by saying don't listen to me. And now I'm just like, hey, here's what you need to do. That's every fucking week. Hey, don't listen to me. By the way, here's a couple of things you need to do. This is getting out of hand. We're in trouble as a country. Which I mean, every time I say we are in trouble as a country. Use that weird noise. I'm going to pause it. I got to fix this thing. It's going to fucking fall off. All right, this fucking thing. Every day, something small just sets me off. I try to wake up every morning, you know. I don't pray. It doesn't work. It's proven fact. It doesn't work. It's been proven since the 60s. Praying doesn't work. But I get up. I try to do the right thing. I look into the sky. I got to believe in something. You know, I can't believe in just this shit. I can't believe in this shit going on. You know, this endless, like, horse shit. I've been getting some weird ass. Every one of my friends always breaks some news to me in a pretty hilarious way. I got a text that's like, Chris Brown beat up another woman. Jesus Christ. Another one? No context. I didn't ask him more about it. I wonder what he did or what she did. I wonder what they both did. I wonder what. Here's the thing. It was weird. The first time he did it, there was like girls that were like, he can beat me any day. I was like, God damn. There is no hope for these bitches. You know? That's why, like, you can't respect them all. Like, what am I supposed to respect this one? She wants to get beaten by Chris Brown. She's saying he could beat me any day. Why? Because she's obsessed with fame. So what am I supposed to respect this one to? Look me in the eye and say this one deserves my respect. Look me in the eye and say if she's stuck in an elevator with her, you wouldn't fucking push her off. Come on. Dead weight. She's the type with the backpack open. Because she's trying to grab a fucking snack. And she's going to fucking tweet about it. Snacks over cocks. I don't know. I don't know what these broads are up to. I don't know what these broads are up to. But I'm watching the fucking playoffs. It's great. The Nets got kicked off. I mean, half of them were injured. So they only had, I don't know, two future Hall of Famers on the court. They lost. Greek Freak won. Game 7. I mean, it was the fucking best. It was the best game. It's the best game of the playoffs. That was great. Denmark versus Russia. See what I mean? Proper fucking country. They're dealing with COVID. Nobody died of COVID in Denmark. They're all fit. They're all fucking 6'8", blonde, skinny. You know? Nobody died of COVID there. It's the stadium's full. And they're not one of those people that they're not like some radical country that said it's fake, you know. No, they love doctors. Every fucking third building is a hospital for no reason. They love building hospitals for some reason. You know, they don't have fucking strip clubs, but they got hospitals everywhere. Not the funnest place, but they're healthy. Nobody's dying of COVID in Denver. Stadium's full. I even saw some Somali women jumping up and down, bouncing. Everything was bouncing. They were they didn't look too healthy. But they looked happy, which is better, right? It's better. They're jumping up and down. It was like fucking 4-1 Denmark wins. They're probably going through. That's good. Christian Eriksen, he's probably happy. God, that was one person I wanted to survive. Thank God he survived. He's okay. The Danes are happy. You know, more success for Denmark. That country's run right. Are they, though? I don't know much about the country. Apparently, they're very soft on crime. I just use them as a fucking... just an example of a country that if I was from, I wouldn't really be offended if someone made crap jokes. And I don't know. Just bothered me about being Danish. Like I feel like I wouldn't be upset. First of all, they're like 2 feet taller than everybody. So automatically, it's like, why would you be upset about anything? You know? And maybe they just... I mean, the Europeans already... Is that what America needs? Does America need a World War II? In the U.S., I feel like that's what they need. Europe matured because they went through it twice. Maybe that's what America needs. America needs a Germany. That's one good thing the Germans did. They kind of fucked. They kind of fast-tracked the learning experience. You know, they got so much fed up with abuse and violence in a short span of time that they're like, all right, we're going to go the complete opposite way. Our politicians are going to wear short shorts. That's why they only gave that guy 4 months for slapping. He slapped a head of state. Yeah, they're fucking lax over there. He slapped a head of state. He's got far right connections, which could mean he made fun of a fat girl in 1984. I don't take any, there's no weight in that accusation, but he did slap a head of state. He slapped the president of France, which people tell me is another proper country. He got 4 months. Would that happen if somebody slapped Joe Biden? You think he'd get 4 months? The guy would be dead. He'd shoot him. Or they'd take him, depending on what race he was, is... depends which prison he's going to, right? And depends what's going to happen to him in there. But he would not have gotten 4 months. That I can tell you. Not a doctor or anything, but I know if somebody slapped Uncle June, a.k.a. Joe Biden, he'd get more than 4 months, for sure. But they're lax over there, because that mustache, he went wild. The guy before him, he went nuts too. Back-to-back German cunts. And they're like, all right, we can't do this violence anymore. Let's build a couple of hospitals. Let's get a couple of schools going. Let's get some high-speed trains. Nope, they're not going there. They're just going from city to city so we can expand commerce and try and fight those fat Americans across the pond. Does America need that, though? Does America need... something like World War II and one to a certain extent. But in the U.S., it can't spread. Like it needs to be like compact violence. It needs to be like condensed. It needs to be, what do you call it? Fast track. Short period of time, but a lot of violence. Like right now, it's sporadic. And you know, it's every once in a while. I'm talking like full on World War, like, and no drones. No drones. Don't bitch out. Nope, you can't have that. Can't have it. Nope, it won't work with the U.S. They're not going to do anything. They're not... You know, they used to have some balls. In 2003, they put some troops on the ground. I respected it. You know, go to the wrong country. Fucking great. Go to the wrong country that was a letter away from my country. Made me a little nervous. I appreciated it. It kept me on my toes. 2003, great time. But if they went at World War, there'd be fucking robots fighting robots. They'd hold like horse shit. They got fucking fake celebrity YouTubers fighting world champs. Actual belt holders. Who fucking, it's like Oscar De La Hoya held that belt or something. I don't know shit about boxing, but some real athlete, the guy is a real athlete too, held that belt. And now they're holding all kinds of clown shows and sideshows. It's a fucking circus down there. That's what they would probably, they would disparage the good nature of World War II, the great documentaries that came out of that World War II in color, Saving Private Ryan. They would somehow fuck that up. It'd be some robot fight. It'd be on fucking Spike TV. They would stream it live on Spike TV, the whole fucking war, and sell sponsorship ads. And blame like some ethnic group for that fucking war, even though they're going at it. It'd just be drone on drone. They'd have celebrity fights. Why don't they just have politicians fight? That would be great. That'll be a fight. That'd be a fucking circus fight I will tune into. I'm not going to fucking watch some YouTuber fight the world champ. Like, that's not something I want to do. But I will fight. I will tune in, pay $75.99 to watch two old men from Arkansas and Mississippi fight. I will tune in and pay good money for that. $75.99 US. I will 100%. Pay that to see a member of the Southern Baptist Church go 12 rounds or 10 against a member of the Southern Methodist Church. I never knew what that meant. I don't know what the difference is. They both believe in Jesus, I've been told, but they also love money. The NBA playoffs. James Harden looks like three people at Guantanamo Bay. One of them is named Abbas. Don't ask me how I know what his real first name is. Don't ask me why he hasn't revealed his first name to the guards. Why he goes by a nickname that starts with Al. And the second part is a city he used to reside in with a vowel at the end. Those are the only clues I have. Those are, make the connection. His real name's Abbas. His terrorist name, whatever you want to call it, nickname, rap name. He's in there. He put two and two together. That's all I'm saying. Is that a message for the CIA listening? Perhaps. Perhaps. But seriously, this guy looks like fucking, his beard, it's not good. He's got to get rid of the beard. I know he was injured and that's why they lost. But, I mean, the other guy, Kevin Durant dropped 48 points. Can't ask for any more. I mean, I'm the fucking biggest superstar joining other superstar teams, super team. I'm the biggest hater of that. But you got to give respect where respect is due. Kevin Durant, the guy is fucking unbelievable. It's wonderful to watch him play. I mean, you can't hate the guy. It's hard. I want to hate the guy. I wanted to talk some shit while I love to yell at the TV at dudes 3 feet taller than me who make 2,000 times more money than me. I don't know the math. It's a lot more. But how are you going to hit on? The guy's dropping 48 points. He's got like 20 rebounds. I don't know what the hell he was doing. He was balling out. Then he goes and hugs his mother. You can't really hate on that. Can't really hate on that. You can hate it. The city of Brooklyn, though, that place is an embarrassment to the New York, New Jersey area. The entire New York, New Jersey. All the jokes they used to make, they got to stop all the Jersey jokes because it's not valid anymore. Jersey's not a dump. The place is fucking green. Everybody's got a nice lawn. Once in a while, you see a deer, but you're only 45 to an hour away from Manhattan. It's perfect. They all live, they talk shit, but they all move there anyway. Those New Yorkers, they talk shit until they start getting itchy from living in the city. There's garbage piling up in front of their apartments. And like, listen, I need some grass. I'm going to move to Jersey. They stop talking shit then. Anyways, I digress. They got to stop the Jersey jokes. It's all Brooklyn now. The place is embarrassing. It sounded like they were in the library. There's like four people making jokes. Half of those are on the bench. Nobody's excited. Probably, it did not feel like a playoff atmosphere. They're a disgrace to the NBA. Those fans. Oh, my God. They should get some kids over from the Bronx or something. Give them some tickets to go in there, jump up and down, make some noise. because this place is an embarrassment to Biggie and all the other greats that came out of Brooklyn. This is not what Brooklyn is about. I mean, look at the audience. Look at the people that live there now. They got the fucking spike hair, the mohawk. It looks like a bad guy from Police Academy, but he's just a hipster. He's got that, but then he's got a beard that looks like he makes clocks for a living. And you're like, hey, what do you do? What's your job? You showed up here on a unicycle. What do you do for a living? Are you a Uber Eats delivery man on unicycle? What the fuck is happening to this country? No, I own a artisan pretzel shop. We do offer Uber Eats. And you just want to stab him with your fucking pen because he's ruining the good name of Brooklyn. Think of all the great things that... How quickly is it going to be undone? They're going to cancel out. All the good shit these people have been doing is going to get canceled out because of those rats in Brooklyn. Good night.